Well, wonderful Friday morning, beloved. Thank you for once again joining me as we just sit down together and enjoy a few moments reading God's Word to start our day. Today we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 through 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. Now, Paul, in this passage of Scripture, Paul expresses his desire to visit the Thessalonians again, and he sends Timothy to Thessalonica to encourage the believers to remain strong in their faith. And again, God's saving word for us as we end up this week together in God's Word has been encouragement. Just keep those eyes open for an opportunity to share some good news about Jesus and encourage someone who God sends across our path. Amen? So, let's go ahead and begin reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 17. As for us, friends, when we were separated from you for a little while, not in our thoughts, of course, but only in body, how we missed you and how hard we tried to see you again. We wanted to return to you. I myself tried to go back more than once, but Satan would not let us. After all, it is you. You no less than others who are our hope, our joy, and our reason for boasting of our victory in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes. Indeed, you are our pride and our joy. Finally, we could not bear it any longer, so we decided to stay on alone in Athens while we sent Timothy, our brother, who works with us for God in preaching the good news about Christ. And we sent him to strengthen you and to help your faith so that none of you should turn back because of these persecutions. You yourselves know that such persecutions are part of God's will for us. For while we were still with you, we told you ahead of time that we were going to be persecuted. And as you well know, that is exactly what happened. That is why I had to send Timothy. I could not bear it any longer, so I sent him to find out about your faith. Surely it could not be that the devil had tempted you and all our work had been for nothing. Well, now Timothy has come back and he has brought us the welcome news about your faith and your love. He has told us that you always think well of us and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. So in all our trouble and suffering, we have been encouraged about you, friends. It was your faith that encouraged us, because now we really live if you stand firm in your union with the Lord. Now we can give thanks to our God for you. We thank him for the joy that we have in his presence because of you. Day and night we ask him with all of our hearts to let us see you personally and supply what is needed in your faith. May our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus prepare the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow more and more and become as great as our love for you. In this way, he will strengthen you, and you will be perfect and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all who belong to him. And today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, where Paul writes, "Stand firm in your life in union with the Lord." You know, beloved, it's kind of funny. We don't really work with a lot of wealthy believers in India, but even so, it's interesting how the flesh likes to just sneak out there every once in a while. And there was a family that they had this gold that had been provided for their daughters so that they would have a nice dowry when it was time for the daughters to get married. And they had shown this jewelry, this gold off to a lot of people. And wouldn't you know it, one day they returned home from shopping and somebody had broken in the house and stolen all their gold. Oh, how they were so discouraged. And my thought was, oh my, if I had something as precious as gold jewelry, I would not leave that out for people to come by and lust after and steal and whatever. I would keep that in a safe place because this is valuable. You don't take what is valuable and abuse it by treating it in a common way. And that's exactly what these people had done with this valuable jewelry. And you know, that's what a lot of believers do with their faith. Paul tells us that our faith is so precious because that's what's going to get us into heaven. That's what's going to open the gates of heaven. Our faith is what washes us, provides the way for God to wash us clean from sin. And why would we want to treat anything like that with anything other than the highest level of commitment of how precious it would be to us. So don't take your faith for granted. Your faith is what's going to get you to heaven. For by grace are you saved by faith, and not of yourselves. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You hold that faith precious. And that's what the people in Thessalonica were doing. They held on to that faith that Paul and the other believers had taught them about. And after being away for so long, they were able to send someone over to kind of snoop around and see how the church was doing. And oh, how Paul was so excited when the word came back. Yes, they are still holding their faith precious to them. Let's pray. Holy God, help me to keep growing stronger in faith and in my love for others, and help me to be the source of encouragement to others in their faith journeys. In your holy name I pray, amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together to an end. Join me Monday morning as we will be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 18, where the Apostle Paul writes about the Lord's return. But before then, let's not miss out on our time together in fellowship and praise and prayer on our Sunday morning Bible studies and all that is going on at the church. And let's continue in our faith growth, in our faith journey, and making sure to keep it so very precious, because it is, in fact, the most precious thing that we own. God bless. May God give you everything that you are trusting Him to bring to light in your lives. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.